And of course, jobs remain a persistent problem in the U.S. economy. One key factor that determines hiring is the health of small business. Hiring by companies with fewer than 500 workers accounts for two-thirds of all new jobs. NPR's Yuki Noguchi spoke to some people running small and medium-sized businesses around the country to gauge their mood.
Rose Corona drives a 12-year-old pickup and tills her family's land. She sells leather saddles, hay, and other farm supplies at her store. Corona says at heart she's an optimist, but she says Big Horse Feed and Mercantile is getting hit from all sides.
I'm just trying to maintain.
Her customers are getting squeezed by higher commodity and gas prices.
3-4 years ago, you wouldn't hear anybody say, I can't afford it. Now you hear it.
Customers in Temecula, California, where Corona lives and works, are turning to alternatives to lower their costs. That, in turn, pares down her profits.
Rather than buying a bale of hay at $20, what happens with hay is horses will forage through it and they'll take out what they like and leave what they don't like a salad. Now people are buying a pelleted feed that they can completely eat up and it costs them less.
Her region has one of the highest foreclosure rates in the country. Also, her customer base is grappling with high unemployment. Corona herself has had to lay off 7 of the 33 employees she used to have.
I take on a lot of the things that I used to hire somebody else to do.
Corona lays most of the blame at the foot of government. She says she spends 2 to 3 hours a day filling out forms to comply with environmental, occupational, and tax regulations, rules that she says are only getting more onerous. And that is why, Corona says, she can't afford to hire anytime soon.
Most specifically, it's because I don't know what the government's going to do.
A lot of the same dynamics, bad housing and job markets, also plague Dunham Sports, an outdoor and sporting goods chain based outside Detroit. Al Blazik is its chief financial officer.
For instance, a lot of the bigger table games that we sell or elliptical and exercise equipment. If you don't have a house and you just have an apartment, there isn't as much room for them.
Blazik says higher gas prices mean customers can't afford to make as many trips to his store. And when they do, they spend less. One more sign of worry, they're using more credit than cash these days.
And that usually is an early warning signal that people are financing their purchases today, which means that they may not have the spending ability going forward that they have in the past.
But Blazik says things are still far better than a couple of years ago. For example, bank credit is much easier to come by these days, something that's critical in order to stock, renovate, or expand Dunham Sports' 170 stores.
So we're doing cautious expansion at this point, but as credit markets have loosened, we've also loosened our approach to spending money.
And that means the company plans to hire through the fall and into next year. Hiring may not be in the immediate future for Gibraltar Construction. The Clearwater, Florida real estate firm slashed its staff during the recession from over 500 people to 25. Kathleen Wolf used to be Gibraltar's chief financial officer. Now she just works on contract. Wolf says recent government layoffs worsened an already bad job market.
They have not turned around yet, but they're, you know, at least holding a certain ground where, you know, they're not going backwards anymore.
And that itself is a measure of victory. Precision Machine Works is at the other end of the spectrum. It has barely been touched by the economy. The Tacoma, Washington aerospace supplier is basically driven by one concern and one concern only, Boeing.
It sounds a little weird to say because I remember how panic-stricken the nation was, probably the world was back in late 2008, but we just didn't see that panic here in our particular business.
Bill Hellenberg is Precision's chief financial officer. Hellenberg says he has an indirect economic concern. Some of the machinists he wants to hire can't move to Tacoma because they can't sell their homes in the Midwest. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.